Line upon line, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. The Apostle Paul taught how the Scriptures bless our lives. Verse 16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Verse 17, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. All Scripture. When we want to speak to God, we pray. And when we want Him to speak to us, we search the Scriptures. For His words are spoken through His prophets. He will then teach us as we listen to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. If you have not heard His voice speaking to you lately, return with new eyes and new ears to the Scriptures. They are our spiritual lifeline. Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Holy Scriptures, The Power of God Unto Our Salvation, and Sign, November 2006, pages 26 through 27. Good works. What kinds of good works do the Scriptures help you prepare to do? Here are a few of the more obvious ones. Can you think of more? Write about them in your journal. Serving as a full-time missionary, fulfilling church callings such as quorum and class presidencies, teaching the gospel, bearing testimony, sharing the gospel, answering friends' questions about the church. See lds.org/go/424 for ideas. Correction. The original Greek word used in the Bible literally means straightening up again. So the Scriptures help keep you in line and following the straight and narrow path. See 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 41. Reproof. Reproof, rebuke, chastening, scolding, or correction, usually in a kind manner. Furnished. Furnished, equipped, supplied. Doctrine. True doctrine, understood, changes attitudes and behavior. The study of the doctrines of the gospel will improve behavior quicker than a study of behavior will improve behavior. President Boyd K. Packer, President of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Do Not Fear, Ensign May 2004, page 79. Editor's Note, this page is not meant to be a comprehensive explanation of the selected scripture verse, only a starting point for your own study. End of the article, line upon line, 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verses 16 through 17.